Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
2024 NFL Draft is in the books. We have every single pick made from the first round to the seventh in all compensatory picks. But there was one on day one on Thursday that caught everybody off guard, and for a good reason. And I just, it's hard to put words to it because Michael Penix, to me, was my favorite quarterback in this draft. Like, as far as like being able to be a starter and play immediately in this league, he, to me, looks like the most like ready, not needing as much development or time to develop in the league like some of these other quarterbacks may be. So I was excited to see where he went. One, I was excited because I didn't have to, he was a Washington quarterback, so I didn't have to hate him anymore.
Of course.
I can actually, like, start talking about him, you know, objectively and not be so, like, hating against him because he was pissing me off for the whole entire year. But as far as teams for him to go to that did not make sense, it was the Atlanta Falcons. And sure enough, at number eight, they drafted Michael Penix. Top 10, which again, like, I'm not upset about. I believe him. I believe that he is that good to be a top 10 quarterback. I've been saying that since last season in college football. It's like, dude, the way that he plays in the pocket and has that comfortability in the pocket, he is definitely a top 10 draft pick to me. But as far as situations for him to go, why Atlanta? Why, like, you just signed Kirk Cousins to all this money for 2 years at least with the guaranteed money. And Michael Penix, again, like, he is ready to play right now. He is ready to take over the reins for some other team right now, I believe, and start getting those reps in to see if he is an NFL quarterback. So not only did he use a first-round pick on him that you're not going to see him play for maybe 2 to 3 years, maybe longer, and the coach even said for the Atlanta Falcons, like, oh, well, if he doesn't play for 4 or 5 years, that's great because that means that we're doing great at the quarterback position. It's like, well, okay, if you're trying to win now and trying to be one of the best teams in the NFC, you're doing that by signing Kirk Cousins. Wouldn't you want to get a player that will help you win now, like a receiver? Your defense was kind of crappy last year. Maybe someone on the defensive end, Raheem Morris, you are a defensive coach. Like, I don't know, all crazy thoughts to me. So this Michael Penix pick, I mean, I think this is the consensus. Everybody is confused by it.
When it happened, I think we all kind of had the same
what?
Collective shock. Like, what? Huh?
Why?
Like, not necessarily why, because for me, there wasn't a big why there. Like, number one, like, let's be real. Like, this is probably the most respect we've given Kirk Cousins ever. Most people look at Kirk Cousins and say he's overrated. Overrated. Can't get it done. He's, you know, can't win in prime time. He's got one playoff win. Like,
good, but not great.
Good, exactly. Good, but not great at all. This is the most reverence that we've ever given Kirk Cousins by saying, like, oh, you just paid him all this money and he's going to come. Other than that, like, let's be real. He's coming off an Achilles injury. Going to be, I mean, an Achilles is tough to recover from for any sport. You're 35 coming off an Achilles injury and they expect you to play out that $140 million contract, 90 of which is guaranteed. They really expected him to play for another 5 years.
Well, like, I would think so because they gave him that contract
and
all that money.
Which was crazy. So that was the first question you asked yourself is why the hell would Atlanta give Kirk Cousins all that money and especially all that guaranteed money? It makes sense for them to draft if you got a 35-year-old quarterback who's been injured over the last little bit. It makes sense for you to draft a quarterback. We didn't think it'd be Michael Penix, and we didn't think it'd be a top 10 pick, you know, all of a sudden. However, you're getting a man. Michael Penix Jr. is, what, 26 years old? How old is he?
He is, what is it, 24? 24? Jordan, I know that you guys are talking about this on Dirt and Sprague. Is he 23?
He just turned 24.
Gotcha.
So just Michael turned Penix. 24. Let's say, and I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to play out that 5 years that he's been paid for. I say he probably gets maybe two in between there. And by then, hopefully Michael Penix would have learned enough to go in and take over. But yeah, it was a head scratcher because I don't think initially that's what they needed in the first round. I thought they needed some help with the pass rush. And I thought that would have been maybe a smarter move. But when you've got a guy like Michael Penix Jr., like, and you've got an aging, injured quarterback, like, I understand why they took him. Like, I mean, what other quarterback were you going to take? And then there's no guarantee that there might have been serviceable quarterback into the second and third round.
Well, there wasn't. I mean, I think it was a record from when Bo Nix was selected to, I think, Spencer Rattler. It was the most consecutive picks without a quarterback. So, I mean, that gap was big enough. But again, you didn't need a backup quarterback. You didn't need to draft one of these top six quarterbacks to me. Like, it just doesn't make sense from where you are at as a franchise and finding your franchise quarterback for what you hope is the future. Like, I understand the insurance aspect of it, but again, like, Michael Penix is ready now. So what, he's not going to play until he's 26, 27, and you're going to pay him how you're going to give him first round, eighth overall pick money for however many years for him not to play. Well, and then when he finally gets out there and starts playing, like, what if he is as advertised?
I mean, they're
now you got to go into this contract, this second contract, and pay him out. And after not having playing for 2-3 years,
well,
like,
they're taking their chances on an injured 35-year-old quarterback. So I don't know if age really matters to them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Like that at this point, like if we're being honest, like I think a lot of teams would have looked at Kirk Cousins' age and looked at the injury that he's coming off of and said, I don't know if we're going to give you that much money. We can see about 90 for a few years, but I don't think we're going to give you that much money for whatever reasons. Because when the Falcons did it, I think we were all kind of given the same Michael Penix Jr. Treatment. We were all like, what? You gave Kirk Cousins what?
I think there was
how much is guaranteed?
I mean, as far as the money goes, it was when it came out, I was like, wow, that is a lot of money, but...
Okay, but
it's a lot of money for Kirk Cousins, too. And I'm probably the only person here that actually likes Cousins.
But that was their plan. And honestly, I will agree that I've kind of been knocking on Cousins when the quarterback series came out on Netflix, you know, his whole, like, new age ways of trying to, like, get his body recovered. I kind of think some of that's, like, not voodoo, but it's just like, dude, study more film. Like, stop. I'm not the hugest fan of Kirk Cousins, but what I am not even bigger of a fan of is the inconsistent message from your team. If you are going to go this way being sign Kirk Cousins, give him a huge bag without telling everybody until after the draft, oh, you know what? We have a Jordan Love type of situation in our minds with the 35-year-old quarterback we just gave a bunch of money and brought him in, which, by the way, that wasn't the Jordan Love situation. Aaron Rodgers had already won you a Super Bowl, so I don't know why you're bringing up those comparisons. And the second reason that comparison is wrong is because the Packers drafted Jordan Love, what, at 20, 21 out of Utah State? He was much younger, and I'm not trying to hamper on age, but it is worth pointing out that if this 4 or 5 year plan that they're trying to state is going to happen, which it's kind of hilarious at this point, they're literally trying to sit on the fence and ride both sides. If that's going to happen, Michael Penix won't be 27, 28 until he starts, right? Jordan Love just started his first year in the NFL full-time, 24 years old. He turned 25 during the season. It just doesn't line up. I'm not trying to hamper on age, but it doesn't make sense that you would waste a high draft pick when you could have had the best receiver or the second best receiver in the draft for Kirk Cousins to throw to. You said, Rashad, off the air, he needs an edge rusher, or Atlanta does. There's just multiple positions that you need in Atlanta. None of this makes sense to me, and their fans have a right to be pissed.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had, like, Dallas Turner available, the kid from UCLA, Leatu Latu, mm-hmm. like, who people are saying was the best edge rusher. Like, they were there. I mean, maybe an offensive lineman? Hell. I mean, there was just so many other needs for Atlanta, for a team that finished 7-10 last year, and... where offense, it was like you were a quarterback away. So now you have two.
Yeah, I think Atlanta knows what we know is that Kirk Cousins.
But then why give him all that money?
Yeah, where my question is.
I don't know. I think because I feel like they felt like they had to. And again,
within like
that was the first thing. So,
within like 60 days, so, you're already just like.
So again, if you're looking to lose your job, look no further than the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. Because again, you gave Kirk Cousins a lot of money. A lot of money, and then turned around months later and then spent what's going to be a significant amount of money for a first round top 10 quarterback that you're going to spend as well. Like, they needed a name. They needed somebody to make them forget about the crappy season that Atlanta had, or the crappy few seasons that Atlanta has had. And Kirk Cousins gave them a little pride or a little. And I think that you were hoping to get stuff to go with Kirk Cousins, but instead you called yourself building for the future. They don't have to draft a quarterback for the next couple of years because they know they got their guy in Michael Penix. And who's to say he goes to camp and Michael Penix isn't better than Kirk Cousins? We've seen it before.
I don't know, the Seahawks quarterback here.
And then a guy named Russell Wilson
came and took his spot. Fourth round pick on Russell Wilson? Like, if there was something
about Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn. Thank you. Yeah. Like,
a lot of less money, by the way. That was like a $30 million contract.
But it was huge
maximum.
At that time, it was like, man, that's for Matt Flynn work.
Compared to $100 guaranteed million dollars, that there was a different air, and they were giving money to running backs.
The Matt
still
Flynn
at that
contract
time in the
was
NFL.
3 years, 20 mil.
Thank you. 20. Yeah, not even 30.
With 10 of it guaranteed. Like, this would be egregious mismanagement if they sign Cousins and then they get into training camp and they're like, oh my God, Michael Penix is running laps around him. Well, Kirk,
we don't see that happening.
I guarantee that Kirk Cousins is your day one starter and will start the entire season as long as injuries don't happen. You are paying him $90 million.
Oh, he's
guaranteed.
He's going to start.
Yeah.
You're paying him to. It would 90 of it is guaranteed to. You have to start him.
So
you're screwed either way. Like, you got to play him.
And that's why it just none of it makes sense. Like,
and you can't trade him because who wants that contract?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.